Good Shabbos, Parshat Bereishi. Thanks for listening to our holy podcast. The pasuk says, "Bayar lakim et ha'or kito." God saw the light, for it was good. And two questions emerge. The first question we must ask is, what does it mean it was good? What is that definition of good? And the second question, of course, is, why does the Torah have to tell us this? Couldn't God have just created the world and said, and God created the light? Why does he have to tell us that it's good? Why is this necessary? So the Ramban, we'll start with his perspective. I'm trying to do Shnai Mikra this year on the Holy Ramban, with the Holy Ramban. The Ramban teaches us that good, tov, means something that's complete. Which is perhaps why on the second day, it was the only day where Hashem doesn't comment that it was tov, because the waters and the sky were not complete. Only on the third day when they were completed, did we get a double tov, because then it was complete. The Ramban, I don't know if he says this, but perhaps that also helps us understand why men and women are tov, that God saw it wasn't good when woman wasn't there, when man still was incomplete until woman was completed, and then when woman was created, it was tov, because it was completion. So perhaps that's an insight onto the definition of what tov is: harmony, completion, something that lasts. But as Rashi says, tov, it wasn't tov on the second day because it was disharmonious. I don't know if that's a word, it was machloket. But Rav Jonathan Sacks has, I think, perhaps an even more fundamental idea to teach us. And that's the fact is, okay, so it was good. But why did God have to verbally declare that it was good? He could have saw it was good. But why does God have to say, and it's good? So he answers saying, now when he was the rabbi over England, part of his job was he had to go visit the prisons. And he felt that there was nothing fundamentally different about the prison inmates who had done these terrible acts and the regular Joe Schmo people you meet on the street. They're all fundamentally, at their core, good. They wanted to do good. The difference was that these people, for the most part, no one had told them that you're good. No one had given them self-worth, and they didn't believe in themselves, and that's what led to them doing the terrible deeds that they had done. This reminded me of a book that I have been reading and I give to a lot of people. It's called The Five Languages of Love by Gary Chapman. And the basic thesis of the book is that each person has different love languages, where just like we have different prime languages like English or Hebrew that we grew up with and we understand best, we each have different languages which our mind and our heart can process in order to feel love. So for some people, they need to receive gifts to feel loved. For many people, it's to be touched. For many people, it's it doesn't matter. Check it out online. Read the book. It's a great book, especially for relationships. If you want someone to feel loved, you have to speak in their language. And for many people, their language of love is called words of affirmation. We need someone to tell us thank you and to praise us. Even if we know in our mind that we're good, we only can feel that love when someone actually says, hey, you're good. Thank you for doing what you're doing. It reminds me of a story that my wife and I love to share. And that's when Rav Shlomo Karlbach used to go to different prisons. And he would go from prison cell to prison cell. He would make sure to hug and schmooze with every single prisoner. No one was left behind. until one day he was doing this and he was about to walk out of the prison when a big burly inmate with a scarred pitted face started running after him, says Yida Halberstam in her book Holy Brother. And he screamed, "Rabbi, Rabbi, please wait." So we stopped immediately and Shlomo turned to look at him. "Yes, my holy friend," he inquired sweetly. The man began to shift in embarrassment, almost as if he regretted his impulsive act. And then, finally gathering the courage, blurted out, "I just love that hug you gave me before. Would you mind giving me another one?" Shlomo gave him the most radiant smile in the world and then tenderly enfolded him in his arms. They stood clasped together for a long time. Finally, the inmate broke away and heaved the deepest sigh in the world. "Oh, Rabbi," he said, no one ever hugged me in the world like that before." And then the tears began to stream down his face. "You know, Rabbi," he sobbed in remorse, "if only someone would have hugged me like that 10 years ago, I surely wouldn't be here in this prison today." Gewalt. In other words, we just need someone to appreciate our worth and to verbally express that. And that's the sunshine which allows our tender souls to grow and to truly live. Perhaps that's the message of Vayar Elokim et Ha'or Ki Tov. It's not just good enough for God to see the worth, but God had to verbalize, "You're worth something." And perhaps that can be the message that we take with us today. Our goal for the day, my challenge for you today, is to go over to someone who you appreciate and verbalize that appreciation. I tried it out yesterday. I went over to the tour guide, who is a big famous tour guide he's given tours to the most famous people in Israel. And I said, "Wow, you really did an amazing job. It really inspired me." And you could see by his eyes that he was really, really touched. So I challenge you to go over to your mom today and say, "Mom, thank you so much for cooking this delicious Shabbos food." Go over to the baker who you walk by and say, "Really, thank you so much. This challah tastes and smells delicious." Just be real about it to at least one person, and you'll just see how much it lights them up. And in addition, I challenge you to go over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Find something new to thank him for and really verbalize that thanks. Really say thank you. It'll change your day. And maybe it'll change Hashem's day. So I just want to get us started by saying thank you, Mr. Listening, wherever you are. Mr. Listener, probably my brother and my mom, but anyone else who's listening, thank you so much for listening. It really means a lot to me. It really, when I see that YU Torah check and those, you know, when I see those listeners, it makes me feel so good. It makes me feel like someone is really, really, you know, listening. And I know, I think it means a lot to Hashem too that you're taking time out of your day to learn some Torah. So thank you so much. And I bless us to have an amazing Shabbos. Let me know if you said thank you to someone and it changed your day, it changed their day. Let me know how it went. I'd love to hear feedback. Good Shabbos, good Shabbos. Vayar Elokim et Ha'or. Ha'or ki tov. Good Shabbos.